talking about weather and everything like that, the heavy damp mist, you know, that you'll say, you say, I couldn't see the drive because it was so
foggy.
And, you know, getting pretty heavy fog right now. When would you have your heaviest ones? Was that winter?
Heaviest winter? Oh, you mean right year?
Yes, sir.
The worst one ever hit, man, the first one that was any regular, I guess, was in 1895. We had freeze there. It's such a, there's quite a few honest trees planted together in different places over the country. And I don't remember the date in 85, same weather. There were, we had a cold that knocked the leaves off of the trees, our trees. And then it turned warm and those trees budded out. The sap came up and everything budded out nice. And in 95, then this other cold come. And that was full of sap, you know, they killed them. There was very few orange trees, but what was killed in the ground. And there's a few places that I remember, maybe up close to somebody's yard, house, for some reason it'd be a little warmer spot. And it would be a killing. One or two trees up close to the house. And I remember my wife's father had, you know, about west of town there, about 600 trees and only one tree were killed back to the ground. But you see, at that time, all these goes come from the sea. And they spy back from the ground. Most of their seedlings are done away with without the different variety. A budget in a different tree.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm kind of warm. How
are
you all?
Fine. Go
I see that Alabama tag. I said, oh, I bet that's the grandchildren.
that's Mr. Bailey.
Oh, Bailey?
Yeah, Bailey, nice to meet you.
Oh, Alabama.
We should go for a period of several days without rain at all.
Dry spell.
Does it matter how long? You know, you can see if you go for several weeks, you still call that a dry spell.
Yeah,
dry. Say the wind's been very gentle, but then it starts getting stronger and stronger and stronger. You say the wind's doing what it's...
The wind's picking up.
What if just the opposite happens? You know, it's been strong, but it gets less and less. You say the wind's...
Calming down.
And say, you know, in the kind of morning when you go outdoors and it's not disagreeably cold, but it's just enough to kind of invigorate you. You say it's cold outside.
It's kind of nipping.
And you might look up and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And tell them a day when the sun's shining and no clouds in the sky, kind of like the day you say it's what kind of day it's on.
Beautiful day.
What about the other kind of day? Maybe you're not having rain, but it's got dark, it's gloomy and overcast.
Dark and kind of a smoggy day.
Say, you know, it's been fair and the clouds come and you expect a rain or something for a while. You say the weather's doing what it's been fair and all of a sudden clouds come up, you expect rain.
That's getting blessed.
What about if the opposite happens, you had the clouds and they suddenly start pulling off and you say the weather's...
That didn't calm.
Let's see, ask you, just to say some of the days of the week and so forth. The day before Saturday would be. One before that would be. Yes, sir. The one before Thursday would be.
Wednesday.
And the one before Wednesday would be.
Tuesday.
And the one before that would be. If you got 20 bushels last year and 40 bushels this year, this year's crop would be how much better than last year's? It'd be
double.
Double. You might say something to you.